Okay, where was your mother born?
She was born in Spain.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she traveled with her mother and her father and her aunt and her two sisters in a covered wagon to Texas.
Is that right? I'm going to put that on here.
She is 96 years old, and she's in Georgia in the hospital up there.
Is it right? Okay. Did she speak Spanish?
She speaks very good Spanish.
Uh-huh. Does she speak English too?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you know any Spanish when you were growing up?
No.
She didn't ever teach any Spanish?
No, she just didn't think about it.
Uh-huh.
The only time I learned it was in junior school.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the only time I took it.
Yeah.
I had to take it.
Yeah, I went through that too, though.
But I'm in between. I can't talk it very good.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what city in Spain she was
from? No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. She never did. We never asked.
Yeah.
And now that she had fell down and broke her hip, she's in Georgia up there.
Uh-huh.
And she's staying with my niece up there. And they have her in oxygen right now. She's not expected to live.
Oh dear.
But she's 96.
Yeah, that's.
And she crochets beautiful.
Good long
wife. Mm-hmm. She sure has.
Where was your father born?
He was born in England.
Is that right? Okay.
And he was on a locomotive.
Uh huh.
And he met Billy the Kid, Pancho Villa. He got money. He ran away from home. Well, he ran away because he had seven sisters.
Uh-huh.
And there was in a covered wagon coming to Texas.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't stand to live with seven sisters. And he got tired, like he used to tell us all the time, he got tired of eating oatmeal for breakfast. And he just thought he'd make it on his own.
Uh-huh.
So he ran away from home.
Is that right?
Ran away from the covered wagon coming to Texas.
Uh-huh. And like his parents left England and came to Texas?
Yes.
How old was he?
He was about 14 when he started to leave.
When he left the wagon train?
Left the wagon train.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then he finally met his family down here. But he was in Mexico, and that's where he ended up there.
Uh-huh.
And he said they had the revolution was starting over there. And what he did, the men felt sorry for him. The men on the train felt sorry for him. And they gave him a job shoveling coal.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't have nothing but a rope around his pants. And his pants were a mile too big for him. And he said that he worked on an engineer until he got to drive it.
Uh-huh.
And then he said that Pancho Villa held up the train. And he was scared stiff. He didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And he said that Pancho Villa gave him a silver dollar, told him to buy a belt for his pants. Because all he had was a rope.
I love it. That's
crazy. And you know, the money and all the bills and everything, when my father passed away, was supposed to went to my son, George.
Uh-huh.
And my sister took it.
Oh.
And of course, there was nothing I could do about it.
Yeah.
Because the will was read already before she had taken it.
Mm.
But she's got all of that.
Well.
And every once in a while I tell her, you know, she goes down here, sure like to have that stuff. She says, well, I already gave it to the museum.
Mm.
And Billy the Kid bought him a pair of trousers.
Is that right?
And he said he'll never forget that as long as he lived. He said he met all these famous people in his time.
Yeah.
See, my daddy lived to be over 100 when he died.
Is that right? When did he die? What year was that?
He's been dead, let's see, Elizabeth is 17. She's been dead about 13 years.
And he was over 100?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
And he used to tell us kids, when we used to go over there, even my boys, they'd go out there underneath the pecan tree